Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Car shortage? What car shortage? Go to driveway.com, deliver to your driveway. 25,000 new and used cars in their nationwide inventory. Check it out, driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms. Yeah, that's what it is. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Bengals know they have a franchise quarterback in Joe Burrow.
That they do.
Which is a good feeling.
You know, we DM'd the other night.
Did you?
I congratulated him on a great year. Thanks for having my back. I like him a lot. He'd be a good podcaster. I like him a lot.
He would be a good podcaster.
Yeah.
Director of Player Personnel Duke Tobin said that they know they need to give Joe what he needs to be even more successful.
Yes, please.
He's the real deal. And our job, like I said, when we drafted him, is to support him in the best way you can. You know, this league is about quarterbacks. And when you have one, you got to support him the best way you can.
Well, they could start with the offensive line.
Let's start and finish with that. How about we start there, come back to it, finish it, come back again?
How do you spend your entire draft on the offensive line?
They need a tackle. They need an interior lineman. They need a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, it's like Daniel Jeremiah was on with us earlier. No tomato cans.
And they have, by the way, there's 3 great tackles in the draft and probably 4 other really good ones.
He was sacked an NFL high 70 times.
Doesn't even make sense.
Postseason.
How do they get to the Super Bowl? It's incredible. Remember
all due respect to the Super Bowl winning Rams. If he's not sacked 7 times, the Bengals probably win that game.
Let me tell you something. Andrew Luck was sacked 50 in a year, and it was outrageous.
Yeah.
It was a topic on the show once a week.
And Burrow's coming off of a major injury last year.
I know. Get it right, Cincinnati.
He was hurt in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But he opted out of surgery. He's going to rest it this offseason instead of doing that. They have the 31st pick, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 2 7th round picks in the upcoming draft. And they also have a lot of cap space. They are projected to be $49.3 million under the cap, according to over the cap. And they have the 4th most in the NFL behind the Dolphins, Jags, and Chargers. So spend some money. Draft some offensive linemen and give him a chance.
Yeah, they're. I will say this. Their pass rush is pretty good.
I don't think their defense got enough credit for what they did, especially in the postseason.
Safeties are good. Got one corner I like. They run around. Their linebacking core, like the Rams, is average. Average linebacking core, but you don't need to have a great linebacking core to win a Super Bowl. Rams just proved it.
You got a number one receiver.
You got a number two receiver.
A number two receiver.
And a really good tight end. And a star back.
You've got your quarterback. You've got a star back.
Yep.
Your defense is solid. They really just got to get the offensive line right.
They should have a boring draft. Go boring. Go interior O-lineman and a tackle.
I mean, if I'm a Bengals fan, that's all I want to see.
Boring.
I don't even think it's boring. That's exciting.
Draft
they don't have. I mean, they overcame a 9-sack game against Tennessee Titans.
That's insane.
And he was sacked 7 times in the Super Bowl. Well, I don't mean that this is that disrespectful to say that I think that they would have won if they had not been sacked seven times?
No, I mean, I think
it was a close game.
The story of the game was the Matt Stafford no-look pass to Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I mean, it's not taking anything away from what the Rams were. They were incredible, and Aaron Donald had an incredible game, and Von Miller, and Matthew Stafford. But 7 sacks in the Super Bowl is not going to get it done.
No.
So Carson Wentz's future in Indy remains unclear. Head coach Frank Reich said the team is still in the process of evaluating what they might do at quarterback.
I stuck my neck out for him. You know, I stuck my neck out for him. So, you know, last year I was a big part of that decision to get him here. And so, you know, I believe he's going to continue. I believe he's going to continue to have a lot of success at quarterback. That might be here. It might not be here. That decision has yet to be determined.
Yeah, I got to keep it real. I was never as high on Carson Wentz as everyone else was.
Well, everyone else wasn't. I was. I was very high on him.
I don't know. There were a lot of people that felt like Carson Wentz's career was going to be wildly more successful than Dak Prescott's.
I am a sucker for 6'5", 220, and mobile. I'll be the first to tell you. When you're athletic and you're big and you move, when I watch Carson Wentz, I'm 6'2", 190. I would look tiny next to Carson Wentz.
No, he's a big physical guy.
Dude, with a lively arm.
And he's not a bad quarterback. He just...
I'm not, you know, I'm going to say this. Get vaxxed. That bothers me.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
That
next
will
year.
Not be an issue next year.
But,
maybe I shouldn't be saying that. Very controversial.
Well, I mean, I think there are questions. I don't want to say character.
Look at
questions,
that throw.
But
time out. Look at that throw right there.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay,
he's
no,
just
all
not
these,
great.
All these. That was a great throw. Go back to that tape.
Carson Wentz is a great quarterback.
No, that was a great throw. So
okay.
He's a good quarterback that can be great.
I mean, yes, he could also be terrible. That's the problem with Carson Wentz. He's very inconsistent. The exit from Philadelphia was not great.
Watch this throw. Watch this. Time out. Watch this. Watch this throw. Watch.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. One of the all-time greats right there. It is a nice throw.
Well, he was seen throwing with Colts wide receivers this week, so he clearly isn't waiting for decision to get prepared for next season. Kyler Murray's agent released a statement on Monday saying that the quarterback sent a proposal for a contract extension to the Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury said he hasn't spoken to Kyler Murray since it was released. However, their relationship is in a great place.
All of our long-term goal here is to have Kyler be our quarterback, and he understands that, and he understands my view of him and how I feel about him. And once again, I'm going to refer it back to the business side of things, and that's not something that I deal with. But it's all part of the business right now and things that we're continuing to work through.
I don't like that top button look. I don't like that,
no,
Joy.
I think it looks sharp.
On him.
You don't
think
it on Cliff?
I think good-looking young guys can do it.
That's not for everybody.
I'd be a nerd. I'd be like a high school principal that needs to lighten up. I don't like that top. Like, time
but you're
out, time
not
out,
a, you're,
out, Joy.
Well, no, but that's cut. That it's cut
like that.
Different, though.
Okay, time out. Time
that's
out.
Not the same. You don't have the same.
Look at this.
I mean, whoa, wow.
Hey, in the big sports news today.
Please undo it.
Baseball's got a lockout.
I can't.
I just can't. I don't like the look. I don't think it looks good. But
it's not
let's do
a
this.
Look.
Hold on, time
but
out.
But he's not. It's
now,
a different
let's do
cut
this,
shirt.
Joy. This
okay.
is like, hey,
this
let's go out in the
wild.
Town.
Yeah.
Guy's a player.
Player. His shirt's cut different, though. It's like a round
I don't like it.
Collar.
Don't
anyway, Cliff's a stylish guy. Okay. Kyler's base salary in his upcoming contract is $965,000 with about $10.4 million in bonuses. He's in the final year of his contract, although there is a fifth-year option. I think they're going to get it done. Kingsbury and Steve Keim just agreed to a contract extension through 2027. It is a very interesting situation in Arizona. Although I will tell you, Cardinals, I will never forgive you. I will never forgive you if you make us talk about this for the next 2 years.
Oh, God, come on.
I will not. I'm not forgiving the Cowboys.
Nothing
I am still
is worse than contract talk.
I mean, talking about Dak Prescott's contract for as long as we had.
It was awful.
I will never forgive the Cowboys for that.
Yeah.
And I will punish you for as long as I have a microphone in front of me if you make us do that for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Great fight this weekend. Not a good one, a great one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When people don't like each other and they got these styles make fights, Colby Covington, number one welterweight challenger, Jorge Masvidal, who's kind of a very aggressive attacking guy, and they used to be roommates. And Covington's viewed as very controversial. Masvidal's very popular, but he's kind of he's an attacker. And Dana White's joining us, UFC president, this weekend, UFC 272. This is a great fight. Personalities make fight. Styles make fight. By the way, you've been in a really good mood lately. I notice you. I follow you on social media. And there used to be a time in your life you could get feisty. You are even nice to the media. What is going on in your life? Why are you so happy?
I don't have a lot to be pissed off about these days, to be honest with you.
Well, your sport's crushing. So I like the, here's why I like this fight. I tend to think styles make fights. Covington's kind of a relentless attacker. Masvidal is interesting. He's very popular. I get a big personality. He's won his last five fights. He'll go after you. So when I look at this, not that it's Diaz and McGregor, but the style tells me get there early. This could be fast, right?
I don't know. It's an interesting fight because, like you said, the storyline is incredible. I mean, these guys, roommates, training partners, corner men, literally friends that hung out and spent time together. Now they hate each other. And, you know, you got Colby Covington, who is the number one guy in the world at 170 pounds. If Kamaru Usman does not exist, this guy is the world champion. Going in against Masvidal, who, like you said, is mean, nasty, aggressive, in your face. Stylistically, it should be, yes, a fun fight, unless Colby Covington decides to wrestle and take him down, and, you know, which he's never done. He, yep, usually stands, makes people worry about his wrestling, and, you know, strikes. So if he does that with Masvidal, it's going to be interesting.
You know, Dana, it is interesting. It is. We know this, and you and I grew up with boxing. There were great fighters. Like, Larry Holmes was boring, but he was a great fighter. He was a champ forever. Ali was fascinating. Foreman was fascinating. Tyson was fascinating. And it is interesting with Covington, because he can do two different things. He's got principles he's good at. Do you ever, I mean, you're an authentic UFC guy. You know the sport better than anybody. But do you think sometimes when you make matches, would you rather have guys go toe-to-toe because it's simply a better product for me, the consumer?
I don't know. I mean, we've been on such a run right now that, tell me the last UFC card you watched that sucked. I mean, it's just, we're on a crazy run right now. It's just, you know, we make these fights. We put the best fighters against the best fighters in the world. And, you know, we do all the bells and whistles. And once that door shuts, these guys go, man. And the fights have been incredible. And last weekend was like one of those sleeper cards that, you know, people weren't talking about all the fights on the card, but the card was incredible.
Now, Covington's a guy, he'll go after, he went after LeBron. He's controversial. Does that ever bother you? Or are you totally okay with that?
I let these guys and girls be who they are. You know, I don't try to muzzle anybody, you know, and I let them be whoever they are. Yeah. You might not like them. You might hate them. Well, good. Tune in Saturday and watch and see what happens.
Okay, McGregor Diaz 3. I said this when it happened. I said it reminded me of Ali Frazier. That literally, they hated each other. The styles were different. The personalities were different. Where are you at with Conor McGregor as a guy? There have been times you've been almost like a mentor to him. Sometimes he drives you nuts. Is he going to fight again? What is he saying on Twitter? Where are you at with Conor?
Yeah, you know, he wants to fight again. He's a competitor. He's got to wait till this leg heals, and it's 100%. And like I said, I was just saying to these guys before, I have fights all the way up to June 18th already. So Conor probably won't fight until early fall.
So Diaz tweaked him this morning, saying he needs to win fights so he's not so fragile, which is great for your business. How do you look at these like trilogies or these legacy fights? Because you don't want it to tarnish ultimately the previous fights. Is Diaz McGregor to you? Would it be a great fight? Would it be the last fight for them? How do you look at McGregor as a whole, as legacy for your brand?
Well, tell me the last bad fight you saw with McGregor or Diaz. You know what I mean? Their fights are always incredible. So, you know, when they fight each other, it's going to be like the first two.
Yeah.
And we always have that fight. That fight's there. So when McGregor is better, he's ranked number 9 in the world right now. When he's ready to go, we'll see what the lay of the land is in the lightweight division, and we'll figure out what's next for him. We're talking about a possible Dustin Poirier,
yeah,
Nate Diaz fight. So we'll see if that happens. And it's just hard to say right now until Conor comes back.
So I thought Diaz wanted to fight with him. Do you ever get into real like arguments about when a fighter comes and says, I want that guy? Do you ever take that in and go, listen, the kid's, he's authentic, he's passionate? Or are you just going to make styles, fights, card? It's a Dana decision solely.
Yeah, we make the fights that make sense. And even if there's a fight that doesn't really make sense, if the fans want it bad enough, then I'll do it.
By the way, I don't hear a lot of it. I hear some people out there, and you take your swings at guys when guys are talking about, you know, pay the fighters more and all that stuff. And I always say to myself, well, the guys that are great get rich. Where are you at on that space? Because you've gotten a lot of pushback last 2 or 3 years. Not a lot in terms of volume, but loud people. Where do you land on that?
Yeah, well, we don't. Do you hear any of the fighters coming out and saying what they're being paid? They don't do it. The fighters don't want people to know what they're being paid either. I don't let any outside, you know, noise or whatever you want to call it tell me how to run my business. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've done a pretty good job. If you don't like the way I'm running my business, then go start your own and pay anybody whatever you want to. There's been plenty of guys that have done it. Smart guys, very, you know, guys who've run multi-billion dollar businesses have tried to do this. Get in here. Yeah. You think you're smart? Get in here and you figure it out. I'm not going to listen to some media guy telling me how to run my business, and I'm definitely not listening to any idiots on Twitter.
By the way, it's better for your business if Masvidal wins this weekend. It's better because Covington's controversial. He's very polarizing. Masvidal's wildly popular. If he wins, do you know that, right? It's better if Masvidal wins.
There's never a better. Whoever wins, wins. And you know, believe me, 20 years ago, I used to think that way. Oh, no, if this guy doesn't win, it's not true. Whoever wins the fight wins and then moves on to the next fight, and it all works out. If the best are fighting the best, all that matters is that.
By the way, is that an employee behind you? Because he's a slacker. He's not doing anything. Who's that guy behind him?
This guy laying on the couch behind me?
Doing nothing.
He is a slacker. Exactly. Yeah, they're wondering why there's a guy laying on the couch behind me during my interview.
It's unbelievable.
He's like, if that guy works there, he ain't doing much.
Okay. UFC 272, Covington Masvidal. It's a great fight. By the way, the T-Mobile Arena, I don't know if there are tickets left, but it's a great arena if you've never been to it. Are there tickets left?
Yes, there's tickets left.
All right. Tell that guy to get to work. It's not up to your standards.
I'll get him to work right now, buddy.
All right. Good seeing you, Dana.
See you.
All right. It is a good fight. It's crazy styles. Attacking, relentless, tough guys, hate each other, former roommates. It'll be a good fight.
I love that arena, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a great arena. Fantastic arena. All right. See, Dana left the company. He used to work here, right? He was at Fox. He left. I still put him on. People always think that you just talk about stuff Fox has. I bring Dana on like four times a year for fights. We don't. We're straight shooters here. It's America's Honesty Brokers. If you're interesting, you're on. If you're boring, you're out. It's a great fight. Fantastic fight. Joy with the news.
Nope, I already did that.
Oh, okay. What do I do next?
We have a little less than half an hour.
All right. I kind of got lost there with Dana.
Well, I mean, normally I would do it after Dana, but...
You did it...
We did it before Dana.
Okay.
Yeah, so we could give Dana some
time to get on. See, this is... The reason I did that is because of where I was yesterday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so now you're all...
I'm all LA'd out upstairs, all crazy town upstairs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great to have you in today. Dominique Wilkins around the corner. What happened to the Hawks this year? Everybody, I'm exploding. What happened? They got Trae Young still. Same roster. Okay. So I said this. You know, I'm being marginalized. I said I love Ja Morant. I said I worry about his sustainability. He reminds me of Westbrook, Derrick Rose, John Wall. Not a great shooter. Good enough distributor. Westbrook, you know, good enough distributor. Not a great distributor. Good distributor. Hyper-athletic guards who don't shoot great go to the rim to score. He weighs 174 pounds. Westbrook weighed 200. Derrick Rose, 200. By year 4 or 5, they get hurt. It's not that he's not great. LeBron didn't have an injury for years. A lot of it is he developed more of an outside game, and he was huge. Ja Morant's 174. So I said yesterday, I think he's great. I think he'll win an MVP. They're going to win a playoff series. I'm not saying that. But I don't know how long this lasts, scoring at the rim. He leads the NBA this morning in points in the paint. He's a little guy. And so he went to Twitter, Ja Morant did, and his response was, "Oh, Colin." You know what? Sometimes two words is enough. That's funny. Former NBA point guard Brevin Knight, who is the analyst for Memphis Grizzly Games, it said he thinks Ja, smart kid, is going to evolve.
He will continue to evolve. One thing he doesn't get enough credit for across the board is how cerebral of a player he is. And because of that, I think as the years add up, we'll see him continue to add more layers to his game. The first year, it was everything get to the rim. This is now being the ability to know pull up, jump shot here, floater, don't get all the way to the big. I floated you now 3 times, hesitate, get to the rim, finish. He has mixed up his ability to score in the paint. And I like to liken his ability to score to a Tony Parker. Yes, the athleticism of finishing, but if you watch, he has an array of finishes around the basket. It's not just dunk on you.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. He is, he reminds me a lot of Derrick Rose. In the numbers, the minutes played, the points per game, the three-point shooting, it's all very, very similar. Derrick Rose is about 25 pounds bigger, which is hard to believe because they're both in the 6'2", 6'3", range. But now, here's one thing that is true. You don't see a lot of centers on the floor anymore. So there's not as many big bodies at the basket as there used to be. They're just not. And also there's a European big guy trend. And, you know, the bigs now go play perimeter a lot. So the cardio's never been faster in this league. The bigs aren't as big. But if you weigh 174, there's a lot of bigs that are in that 265 range. And that floor is hard. I had somebody tell me this about Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, nobody played bigger in the history of the league than D. Wade. D. Wade, 6'4", he played 6'9". And I do think D. Wade had he not crashed to the floor four times a night, you know, you were there. He played so big. I think it cut a couple of good years off of Dwayne Wade's career. And Dwayne is jacked. Dwayne is yoked.
Well, I mean, basketball is a contact sport. Yeah. It's not a collision sport. The NFL is a collision sport, but it's absolutely a contact sport. But I think what Ja does is what he said is a variety of shots. Not all shots in the paint are finishing up against a big at the rim.
See, Trae Young is about the same size as Ja, but he does a lot of his scoring on the perimeter. Yes. Dominique Wilkins from Atlanta, Hall of Famer, 7-9-time All-Star, 2-time slam dunk champ. So let's talk about this. You played in an era where there were centers on the floor, power forwards on the floor. When you went to the basket, there was contact, and you were a guy that wanted to jam in faces. Was there, how much did you weigh for your playing career? 220?
Probably about 220, 223 that I played for my career.
So when you were in the prime of your career and you're going to the basket, did you feel like you may have taken years off your career scoring at the rim, attacking the rim, and getting knocked down or battling the bigs?
No, not really, because I was bigger than a lot of those guys who, like today, you see them hit the floor a lot, like Derrick Rose, Ja, and those guys. I mean, I'm 6'8 and a half, 6'9, and played the game above the rim, but my body was conditioned to take the physical contact. And I still played 16 plus years, you know, total basketball. So for me, that's what my game was all about, because I wanted to make sure that I create an advantage for myself by attacking you, because if I got two fouls on you early, I create an advantage for myself. Now you don't play me as hard as a competitor. So it was always thinking the game, trying to be ahead of the next guy.
You know, it's interesting, Neek, when you watch this game now, Trae Young's a great example. The game is now very perimeter. Even bigs, they ask bigs, Anthony Davis, go out and shoot. Do you like it? Does it drive you nuts? What do you make of how Dominique Wilkins have done now in an era where they demand you shoot threes?
Well, I would always play my game. I mean, I would never let anybody get me out of my comfort zone. But we would adapt it. And people ask me all the time, well, what would you score today, you know, with the threes and you no contact? I'm like, I don't know. It'll be more than 30 a game, you know, because I play in the hand check era. And we played the game at a very high pace and a very high level. So, you know, I've always could shoot the three. It just wasn't my first priority. When people see highlights of me, what do you see? You see dunks and all that's the high wire act. But it's very difficult to score over 26,000 points on dunks. I was a creator. I got off the dribble, in the open floor, got on the break. So definitely, I had a complete game.
By the way, what happened to the Hawks? Last year, we're all looking at it going, oh, my gosh. Oh, whoa. What happened this year? I think they're 10th in the East.
Well, you know, be the dominant force that we became in the playoffs. And so we were the hunters instead of the hunted. Now this year it's in reverse. And the fact that we've had a lot of injuries this year, a lot of guys out. And if it wasn't out due to injuries, it was due to COVID. So it threw all your rhythm off. It threw that momentum off. So now you got to try to get guys who that's not their characteristic to be one of the main guys had to take some control. So a lot of roadblocks, you know, got in the way of this season. So, but again, we know right now we're still in the position to still do something special, and that's getting in the playoffs.
What do you make? You know, it's interesting. You played for 12 years for the Hawks, and a player like Ben Simmons, your game was built on attacking, as you said, confidence. You once told me you never feared Jordan. You once told me Bernard King was the guy that you're like, oh, I'm going to lose some sleep tonight. This guy's hard. But you love Jordan. You love facing him. What do you make of a player like
him? I never feared anybody I played with, because that's what makes a great competitor. That's what makes a great player. But like I've said to you before, one guy scared the hell out of me, and that was Bernard King, because he was getting 40 a night with nothing you can do about it. So I used to say to myself, you know what? I know he's going to get 40, but I'm going to get 40 also, but I ain't going to kill myself trying to stop this guy. And so it just set up for a great game. And I remember going in the Hall of Fame, and right before I had to introduce Bernard King, I said, man, I never feared anybody ever played me. You're the only guy that made me nervous. You wouldn't shake my hand. You like look at me like I stole your kids. And he's laughing. And I said, why are you laughing? He said, because you scared the hell out of me too. I'm like, oh, Oh, okay. So, but that's the respect that we had for one another.
But it's interesting. When I see a player like Ben Simmons, and there's stories out today, they're trying to arrest him so he doesn't play against Philadelphia and Harden, and I think, I just don't
get
it.
That's ridiculous.
I don't get it.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, competitors are supposed to be competitors. I don't care who you play against. Why hide someone to satisfy others? I mean, hey, if that's the case, why compete? I would look for him. When I got traded from Atlanta, I couldn't wait to play against him. I couldn't sleep the night before. So I just don't understand that mentality.
Yeah. Who's the best team you've seen in the league this year?
Oh, man. Right now, if you got to go by their record, and that's the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
And they don't get any respect, which is another main thing. I mean, here you had a team, the best record in the league, and not one guy on that starting lineup with a start on the All-Star team. Go figure.
By the way, the dunk contest a week ago was terrible. It was brutal. Did you practice for it? Like, when you knew it was coming up, did you practice for it?
And this is hard for people to believe, you know. I never practiced for the dunk contest. Never, ever, not once. The dunks I did in the dunk contest, I was losing the game. So that, you know, we didn't go in on a private place and work on these different dunks. But more importantly, we didn't miss. I think Jordan may have missed one dunk in his whole dunk, you know, career goal, us going against one of them. We didn't miss dunks. And I think that's what hurts the dunk contest, because what you end up doing is taking away the element of surprise. You know, and the fans want to be entertained, but they want to be wild too. And so you haven't seen that since Zach LaVine and Eric Gordon.
Yeah. By the way, you were just in the third annual Bassmasters Celebrity Fishing Tournament. I know Deion Sanders loves to fish. Are you a good fisherman?
Well, you know, I put it this way here. I maintain. I hang in there, you know. Sure. But I caught, you know, three fish today. So that was good, you know. So I like fishing. I grew up fishing with my grandfather back when I was young. But I really, really love the fact that, you know, they were able to have us here with Sports Academy. And that's doing something that's very tranquil. You know, it's a different kind of competition. When you go out with Academy Sports and you do something like this, this is their third year doing this. It's a kind of competition that is relaxing and competitive at the same time. I don't know any other sport that you can feel that way. You know, maybe other than golf.
Dominique Wilkins, the Hall of Famer.
But it's something I haven't done in a very long time. The most important thing is they're giving money back to a charity, $5,000 to each one of the celebrities here to give it to the charity. I think that's amazing.
Neek, appreciate you stopping by again.
Thank you, man. Always good to see you.
Dominique Wilkins. Yeah, the thing about Ben Simmons that just throws me for a loop is the idea that Brooklyn is trying to keep him away from playing in Philly. These Northeast cities, listen, if you struggle in Brooklyn, they're going to boo you at home. You got to get used to that. They're going to boo you at home. They're Lakers right now. They're booing LeBron at home.
Yeah, which is pretty remarkable, 2 years out of a championship, but...
But that's the reality of it. I mean,
listen, fans, you know, they pay their hard-earned money and they, you know, they buy tickets, they buy merchandise, they follow the team. You know, I don't have a problem with booing overall. I mean, I think it's kind of crazy, but
I think Ben Simmons is really going to struggle. I don't buy that he's just going to flip a switch. The two things I don't know if you can get over. One of them is indifference. If you're really, does he love the sport? I don't think you can make people love something they don't love. I don't think he loves the sport. I think Embiid loves basketball. LeBron loves it. Ja loves it. You can see. I don't think Ben loves the sport. I don't think he does. And I don't think you can change that in somebody.
I think there's two sides to the Ben Simmons situation. There's his personality that we've seen over the years and what he's done on the court. And then
off-putting.
There's the situation that's happened in Philadelphia. It's kind of hard to separate the two, but... That's why I said I think this Nets move is for next year. Everyone's talking about the Nets this year. Nobody's healthy yet. Nobody's playing. It's not that much time.
Yeah, it's over. So Philadelphia play. Does Philadelphia play again tonight? I think Philadelphia plays again tonight. I want to tune in to the soon-to-be world champion Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, you're going all in,
huh? It's amazing how good
they
look.
They play the Knicks tonight.
Oh, boy, that's it. Well, they just played the Knicks, didn't they? Yeah, I just watched them play the Knicks on Sunday. So they'll beat them again tonight, this time in Philadelphia. All right, Speak for Yourself is around the corner on a Wednesday, live in L.A. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition
made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.